Hello, sir. Welcome to Free Use Incorporated. This is your first day in management, correct? Me? Oh, I'm your secretary, of course. You may call me Miss Iris. Would you like me to show you around? Were you informed of the intricacies of the business?
They didn't.
Oh, I apologize. We have many in management here at Free Use, and you'll get to meet them soon enough. Here, come with me. I'll show you a few of our rooms and talk about what sorts of things you'll be responsible for. Me, I'm responsible for taking care of anything you need, such as organizing meetings, coffee, or anything else. Now, here at Free Use, we pride ourselves on acceptance and understanding. Any gender and sexuality gets what they need, and we are sure to provide it, as long as it's within our means and as long as they are an acceptable client. We're quite selective on our clientele, as worker safety is our top priority. Our performers are treated with the utmost respect, and we demand the same respect from our clients. If our workers are ever uncomfortable, we are sure to assess the situation and take action immediately. We have the top customer and worker satisfaction in the industry. A happy worker makes for happy work, as other management says anyway. After all, sex work is important, and we take great pride in it. Ah, here we are. This is one of our popular rooms, the Glory Hole Room. Are you prepared? Oh, sometimes people aren't ready for it, despite knowing what our business is all about. Okay, here we go. The workers and clients know full well that we have a one-way mirror here, as it's necessary for safety, and contracts are signed. So don't worry. As you can see, we have a man being serviced, and our ladies are quite enthusiastic with their work. It's not just about the sex, sir. We ensure the customer feels taken care of. And if they wish to speak during, well, if it makes them comfortable, they're more than welcome to. Our workers don't simply work as hard and fast as possible. It's an experience. Here, watch as she teases him at first, gently. But slowly her touch becomes more intense. Her tongue slowly leading up and down, giving his balls loving attention, teasing. Well, you can see the client is more than enjoying himself. She'll put more in over time, and our clients absolutely love this room. It also provides them with the comfort that their identity is more private. So our workers feel the same way about it as well. Well, that's all for now. Ah, yes, of course. We have women served by our workers in that room as well. Of course. It's quite popular, as I mentioned. Have you ever experienced a brothel before, sir? Quite a few? I would hope so, considering you'll be managing the rooms we're looking at. The workers have been very excited to meet you. Ah, here's our second room, sir. As you can see, this is the gangbang room. Are you ready? Okay, here you are. Oh my, look, sir. All those men, all working on one woman who is clearly enjoying herself quite a bit. Oh, this one's very popular. It's quite popular for a woman to want such attention. You thought men were the only clients? Oh, sir, don't be silly. There's a room for that, but this one is so a woman can truly feel appreciated and pleasured as much as she wishes. When one, two, or even three isn't enough, we strive to offer more. Watch as she moans, taking his cock in her mouth while the other two take her from behind. All while those other two are kissing every part of her body. Gently, passionately. Oh, goodness. Sir, I apologize. I became distracted. I shouldn't be touching myself like that. That's really inappropriate. It's okay. Oh, thank you. My previous manager was not comfortable with displays such as that. I do admit that I sometimes become distracted by our workers. Should we move on? There's one more room I'd like to show you, sir. We have a few between. We have the classic office, the classroom, the cavern, the dungeon. Here we are. This is a specialty room. It's mostly for roleplay. It's far more expensive than our other rooms, mostly because of the amount of work involved. The room itself is changed to match the theme, along with the worker's attire. Ah, a dragon. I love these. This room is typically reserved for various specialty roleplay, and the amount of effort put in by our workers is quite intense. Watch. Oh, she's riding him right now. Look at her go up and down, pressing her clawed hand into his chest, asserting her dominance. He is a common client. He absolutely loves our scale work and makeup. The scales seem very real, and the horns are well-crafted and sturdy. Do you see the scales shine in the light? They're quite reflective. Her tail is also very well-made and strong enough so he can pull on it gently if he so pleases. He's also very well-mannered, so we're happy to do so, especially since he always pays up front and happily tips our workers. And this worker of ours is quite talented with her mouth work. She's definitely a top performer. And watching her work is exhilarating. She's quite vivacious, and our clients pay top dollar for the experience she provides. Oh, he's finishing. Oh my. All inside her. Ah, look at that smile on both of their faces. It's always nice to see a happy ending. Well, that's enough for now. Here, let me bring you back to your office, sir. And here we are. It's very spacious, and my desk is just right out there if you need anything. Anything at all, please just let me know. Are you allowed to visit as a customer? Of course. Those who work here and wish to partake are happily served as long as the rules are followed. I know many of the workers are interested in meeting you. They do love enjoying a new member of Free Use. There is one stipulation I must go through with you. We want our new management to partake with our workers, to get a feeling of the environment and understand the client's perspective. Is that something you would be comfortable with doing right now, sir? Oh, lovely. I mean, I did see that the rooms enticed you. It was difficult for you to hide it. I wouldn't be surprised if you chose one of the rooms we looked at. At least, well. The second room could also be a reverse gangbang room or a harem room if necessary, of course. The office room? Usually new management choose the specialty room. Is there a reason why you've chosen the office? Ah, to get the office feel. I see. Of course, sir. I'll arrange the ladies and gentlemen for you so you can choose whomever you please. Here you are, sir. Do you like what you see? She's quite popular. Well, they all are. Each individual has their own talents that wow our clients. You don't seem entirely interested. Is something the matter? Me? You wish to choose me? Oh, sir, I am. That hasn't happened before. No, yes, I love it. It's acceptable. Secretaries are trained in the work in case we're short-staffed. Your office? Yes, sir. Of course. Okay, sir. As our name implies, you're able to use me however you like. How would you like me? Why am I nervous? Well, I've never really done this before. I've never been asked. They always ask for, you know, higher up, more experienced workers. Thank you for saying that. No, don't worry. I want to serve you. It's my job. And you've been very nice today, so I'm more inclined. Oh, you're strong. Are you gonna force me onto the desk? It's okay if you want to be a bit rough, sir. Under your desk? Don't mind if I do. I'll just kneel down here and crawl under. So if anyone comes in, they won't know that I'm here. My sir, you're far bigger than I expected. I'm not sure if I can fit all of that in my mouth, but I'll try my best for you, sir. Okay, here I go. Please, sir. Please give me your cock. Am I doing a good job for you, sir? Is this the kind of service you wanted? Your secretary is sucking your cock under your desk. You want me to take it deeper for you? I'm for you, sir. Use my mouth, my throat. Anything you want. Yes, sir. Just hold my hair. I'll be good for you, Zora. Oh, is that good, sir? How do you like my throat? If someone comes in, oh, you're just gonna have to keep going. I'm gonna have to keep me quiet, though. Oh, we're not supposed to do this in your office. It's against the rules. Okay. thrusting in my mouth. Then shove it down, make it so I can't make any noise. Oh my goodness. Oh, it was so hot. Oh, do you want me to lock the door so there's no more interruptions? Well, they wait for you, sir. Not the other way around. Don't worry. Oh, now, where would you like me? On your desk. Oh, yes, sir. Let me lie down and lean my head off the desk. Just waiting for it. There you go. Use my mouth, sir. It's yours. Oh, no, keep going, sir. I really want you to fuck my mouth. Oh, can I touch myself, sir? Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, fuck my mouth, sir, please. I use it. It's yours. Oh, I'm all yours. Please, please, keep going. What's wrong, sir? My pussy? Hey, please. No, oh, fuck my pussy, sir. Please, it's yours. Oh, God, use me. Oh, fuck me, sir. Use my holes. Oh, I'm all yours. Anything you want. Anything you need. Oh, your sweaty secretary is at your beck and call. Oh, yes. Yes. yes, 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 I want you to come. Please, sir, please come. Oh no, I want it in my mouth. Please, I don't want to make a mess. Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, keep fucking me. Yeah. Just keep fucking me. Yeah. Oh, my mouth ready for you whenever you're ready, sir. Oh, fuck, yes, yes, sir, yes. Ah, okay, down on my knees. Okay, so, oh, yeah, come, sir, come. Oh, let me taste you. Sorry, it tastes so good. Thank you so much, sir. Was I a good secretary? I want to please you, and I hope I did a good job. The other workers are going to be so jealous of me. Thank you for choosing me, sir. It felt so nice having you tell me how much you wanted me. Well, is there anything else I can do for you? Okay. Well, I'll be out at my desk, and if you need anything, anything, don't hesitate to ask. Yes, sir. I do want you to use me. Just let me know when you're ready. Once again, welcome to Free Use Incorporated. I hope you're learning a lot of useful things on your first day. I know I am.